Breakfast with Matt and Alex
on Triple J.
Hello, this is our second attempt at a podcast intro.
I really hope this is the one that is like going to the podcast and not going out on air like the last time we tried this was.
I mean, I know our podcast intros are hilarious, Zan. It doesn't mean you need to put them on air during the song.
Hack into the console that we're using and broadcast it through your studio, you cheat, Zan.
Let's go to the text line. One of your boofheads have left your microphone on.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Matt O'Kine, turn your bloody microphone off. Mic's on, rat dog. Boys trolling Zan.
Leap.
Turn your mics off, boys.
Tell you what, the king, Richard Kingsmill, stormed in here. Yeah. Like, I haven't seen him running that fast before.
I have. We played the Park Life Challenge.
Oh.
He was very good.
Damn. No, thank you for keeping an eye and ear out for us.
Holy shit, you guys scared the crap out of me. Your mics came on through the song. I thought someone was in the house. Good one, Matt
so
and Alex.
What happens is we leave Zan's room because we do a little crossover with her while she's on air. And then we come back into the studio that we broadcast from, which is just next door, and we record our podcast into the computer. It usually just goes directly from the microphones and into the computer.
For some reason, our studio was still hot. Still live.
Linked direct to Zan Rose studio, and tell you what,
that's how these things
shit
happen.
Shit could have gotten real. All right, sometimes we say things in this podcast intro that are not appropriate for on air.
Exactly. Okay? Right.
For instance, Alex Dyson is a poohead. All right, now that sort of language is not okay for your morning commute.
Yeah, but you podcast listeners, you've got the gastrointestinal fortitude to be able to handle it, as do I, because it's going through my head with the anus on the back of it, hence the word
poo head. The anus anyway. On the back of the head.
So lucky it's on the back.
Yeah, that's true. You thought it was on the front, given the amount of bloody bullshit you've been sprouting, mate.
Oh, he's done it. He has you. Oh, we'll get you back for that one, O'Kine.
Nah.
But seriously, though, we did have a good chat with some quite inspirational people.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
And the text line went off. So thank you for everyone sending in just messages of support for our guests as well. As well as, like, and I think, yeah, it summed up pretty well by one texter. Just texted and said, gents, to hear these guys talk so comfortably about their various situations humbled the types such as myself who struggle with the mirror. Makes you take a breath and realize that things are never quite as bad as you might imagine.
Yeah, they can always be worse, like thinking, oh, I've got a date, there's a pimple. That's, you know, your stomach drops. Put in relation to, you know, being born without a hand on your left hand, you know, it's, if you think about that, it's good to put it in perspective.
Absolutely.
Having said that, I've also been thinking a bit recently about proportional, you know, emotion, in that just because on paper you look at it objectively, one problem is more or less than the other, does not devalue your own feelings as well.
Like, oh yeah, for sure.
It's like your problems. And they look into, like, you know, happiness levels in rich and poor communities, and they say there's really not that much of a difference.
Yeah, you're always going to have the roller coaster, regardless of what position you are in life.
Yeah, so you're not weird for thinking that way. The problems, because it's, you know, proportional to your life. But, you know, by looking around yourself, it's a good way to be able to level yourself out and move forward.
No, you're right. And actually, I do feel. Bad for Belvedere, who, you know,
whose escargot was a little on the chewy side, if we're going to be honest.
I mean, I don't want to diminish. I don't want to take away his happiness, because I'm sure the pain that he's feeling about the fact that there was a little bit of lime skin left over in his vodka lime and soda. You know, I don't want to take that away from him.
No pun intended as well, because we do not allow brands on the...
What do you mean?
Isn't that a type of vodka?
What?
Belvedere?
Oh, yes it is.
There you go.
Hey, enjoy the potty.
Bye.
On the plane yesterday, flying out of Adelaide.
Flying around.
Yep, flying around. Sit next to Sarah Blasco.
Oh.
She's like, hey, we're sitting right next to each other. I was like, oh, well, we weren't right next to each other. I was 5A, she was a 5C.
Oh, right. Who was stuck in the middle?
Well, someone in part as part of her band was in the middle.
Okay, so was it a random with you and
no,
Laza
no.
Just
no, we were having
on?
A little bit of a chat. We're talking about, you know, I saw her at the dance company show that I went to a little while back. We're talking about dance, having a good time. I was sort of mentioning, you know, a bit tired.
Did you tell her how good your DJ set went over the weekend?
I failed to do that because here's the thing. I decided that I would just have a nap, you know. It's fringe festivals, all these things, are very tiring.
Wait
so
up.
I just sort of leaned over to the side. I slept for most of it, on the flight, except for when I woke myself up from farting.
Oh, was the person in the middle named Barry by any chance? Mate.
Well, I don't know whether they heard it or anything, but I
well,
really...
Well, it's waking people up.
Well, it woke me up. The vibrations just, they startled me. And I hear someone who I've looked up to for years, and I've woken myself up with a rumble, and I didn't know what to, I didn't say anything. I just looked out the window. I literally didn't say anything for the rest of the flight. I was too embarrassed. And I didn't want to ask. I was like, because I wasn't sure whether... Whether it was lingering.
Sorry, did you hear that? Just what it's about. Hear what? Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think you did the best you could in that situation. So, Sarah Blasco, always welcome on the show. Apologies
yes,
for that.
Please,
Sarah.
I'm very sorry.
It just goes to show, though, nobody's perfect, particularly your digestive tract.
No.
Matt O'Kine.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
We are talking that this morning. If you've still got some more stories, we had some great conversations yesterday about body image. Nobody's perfect. Get in touch. 0439 757 555.
Yeah, maybe when's your body embarrassed you? Farting on a plane, very common due to pressure changes, but you can't hear them on a plane. Something about the white noise. So maybe.
Sarah Blasco didn't hear.
Mm.
Well, if a fart does come out at 30,000 feet, does it make a sound?
Yeah. That's
much
a really
like
good.
A tree in the forest.
Tell you what, definitely smells.
There. Matt considered going to Sarah Blasco. Oh, do you smell something?
Well,
she knows. It was the oldest trick in the book.
It was lingering.
She knows.
I was scared. It was lingering.
She knows,
at one point,
Matt.
I heard them talking to each other, like whispering, and I thought that maybe they were, you know, discussing.
Yep.
Well, I mean, we were talking before on the break that, I mean, here I was thinking that I farted and woke myself up. There's a good chance that maybe it was. You know,
it wasn't the first.
Maybe it was number 7 that woke me up. Maybe there were 6 ones that I slept through the whole time. Could have been like bloody Timmy Trumpet down there.
Where does your body less let you down? Similar situation for this particular text, crashing on the couch next to a friend, woke myself up in the similar way, but it got worse in my just starting to wake up haze. I said, that's better. In this week where we are discussing all things body related, nobody's perfect, we decided to, you know, be honest and open to you about our own bodies. This is our thoughts yesterday.
At the moment, definitely a little bit heavier than I would like to be. I'm definitely feeling flabby around the edges. I'm getting some lower belly folds that are looking difficult to shift. All right.
You look at the belly folds, it's always when you're sitting down and leaning your belly forward. You're like,
I know,
oh,
but look.
There's rolls there. Like, of
even now
there
I'm grabbing it. There's so much jelly happening at the moment. Okay, I don't like it.
I don't think I'm ready
for
it.
Also, I am ready for that jelly to go.
I remember Duke of Ed camp there, going to bed, had the shirt off, sleeping without a shirt on, and a girl in there in the same tent goes, oh, your nipples are really far apart. I'm like... Oh, my God, they are. I'm hideous. So as much as anyone, Matt, we know that nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have a chat to someone as well whose job it is to make it look like they are.
Yeah, Grace from Newtown gave us a call. Felt a little bit responsible for contributing to, you know, people suffering from body image issues, given that she retouches photographs in magazines and makes already beautiful people look even more beautifuler.
So she's actually back this morning to give us a little bit of an offer. Good morning to you, Grace.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really.
Thank you. We really loved having a chat to you yesterday about what the work that you do, doing the touch-ups for magazines, posters, those sort of things. And you've sort of presented us with a bit of an offer.
Yeah, well, I heard you guys talking yesterday about your insecurities, and I thought I'd offer to touch up some images for you.
I know, because you say the models that you're usually touching up are already pretty banging, right?
Yeah.
So it's not as rewarding work as fixing a couple of car crashes that are Matt and Alex. What do you think, have you seen photos of us before? What are you thinking you might be able to do for us?
It could bulk you up a bit, slim you out, do all those sorts of things.
All right.
Get your nipples sorted, Alex.
I want them sort of eye width apart, please. I want them parallel so to close. My eyes.
He wants them touching.
I want them overcompensated. Right. Areolas touching if possible, please, Grace.
If there's a circle chart, we want to see
like
that.
Like a double barrel shotgun. I want them right next to each other there. Thanks, Grace. How long does it usually take to retouch a photo?
It depends. I do like a whole different range of freelance work. So I do retouch regular Joes as well as models. So depending on...
Well, who are you calling regular Joes, mate? Hey?
Matt's a movie star. He's been in House of Wax with Paris Hilton before.
That I have done some wax modelling before.
Amazing.
And they definitely slimmed me down. All right. On that one.
Well, how can we help
then
you?
You're
do we need some sort of green screen in the background? Any photo that you want from us?
Yeah, anything really. If you want to sort your nipples out, it's going to have to be shirtless photos. So send that in. And on a green screen or white background, preferably.
Okay, well, we got some white walls here. We'll go find some white walls. We'll shoot you through some shirtless shots.
And then suddenly a new improved Matt and Alex. We'll make it our profile pic.
Yeah, no surgery needed.
Exactly. No painful scars.
My girlfriend's going to see me shirtless on my phone, an image. I'll say, no, I was just sending it to Grace.
Who is Grace in Newtown, Matt?
Why are you asking her to touch you up?
Thanks, Grace. Catch you later. To talk about body image this morning is someone who has had to go through their own, as everyone does, relationship with their body, but even in a different way. Daryl from the Amputee Association of New South Wales. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Really
great,
well, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. Now, you texted in yesterday to tell us about some of the initiatives that the Amputee Association of New South Wales do, and mainly talking about Amp Camp. And so we thought we'd give you a call back and get you on the show because it's pretty awesome stuff. Can you describe some of the – well, let's get down to the basics. First off, you said that there's three categories when it comes to amputee and limb loss. What can you describe those?
We basically go through the three major brackets that we talk about are amputation, which is losing a limb that way. We also talk about limb loss, which is a result of that sort of effect, and limb difference. So these include things such as congenital birth defects where you're born with a changed limb in some way, making you slightly different. And, of course, the amputation one is probably fairly obvious. You had it and it comes off at some stage through trauma or some sort of disease or complications associated with something like that.
For sure.
Well, you've brought a couple of Amp Campers in. It's a pleasure to welcome them to the studio because I've heard there are a lot of friends from the Amp Camp listening as well to this. Aylet and Hayley, good morning to you guys.
Morning. Hi, how are you going?
And you guys were just recently at the Amp Camp. About how many people were there?
I think there were 52 people
52.
This year.
Yeah. Okay, and what ages?
Oh, between 12 and 18, but then there's like half of them are leaders, so
yeah,
right.
21 as well, yeah.
And is there a sort of what's the sort of mix like between people with limb difference and people who have lost limbs?
It's pretty even. Yeah.
Amputation's pretty common.
Sure.
But there's like a lot of prosthetic. You can sort of see a lot of the arms are limb deficiency or limb loss, but
yeah.
But the legs are usually amputation or something. So yeah.
For sure. And it seems like an incredible thing, Daryl, particularly because people with amputations or limb differences in their own areas growing up, they'd be the only one with this particular thing.
Yeah, that's the case, Alex. It's quite unusual in that sense. It's when it comes to limb difference and amputation, we sort of disappear into the equation. We get on with life and we don't consider ourselves disabled in any way. We're challenged, but we get in and get involved. But I know from my own experience growing up in the country, you sort of just get on with the job and no one would know. Certainly as a leg amputee, I would wear a pair of pants and you wouldn't know that I was an amputee at all.
Okay.
Unless it fell off, of course.
Can I ask what happened to your leg?
I was run over as a little boy with a lawnmower. And so it was taken off the back there.
And how old were you?
I was 5 at the time.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so.
And did you, even at 5, did you understand what had happened?
The significance of it? It's quite young an age for it to happen in that sense. But it's also, I know that I still remember sort of my own body image and I didn't really want to accept this thing that wasn't me when I started going through the process of rehabilitation.
Okay.
Even at that stage, you've developed an understanding of what you should be or think you should be.
Sure.
And you have to challenge that as you go through.
What about yourself, Hayley? What are your experiences growing up with limb difference?
I guess being congenital, being born with it, I haven't known any different to someone who would have normal arms, 5 fingers. Sort of just get on with life, find other ways to do things.
What are some of the main difficulties that you find in terms of how society kind of doesn't necessarily make things easy for you guys?
Like going out in public, I used to always wear a jacket. Tried to cover up as much as I could.
Like keep your arms in the sleeves and
yep.
So they're not seen by other people, sure.
Yeah. Now it's just I really couldn't care less.
Oh, sure. When was that? When did you, do you remember when that tipping point was?
2-3 years ago.
Okay, and do you know what it was that sort of helped you go through that?
I guess I just realised I am different, but who cares? People have to learn there are different people.
What about yourself, Aylett? Have you found it's tough? Have you not noticed at all? Do people think it's tougher than it might be? What your own experiences?
For me, having grown up with it, I've always been the kind of person that's just like, hey, look at my arm, it's different, I'm cool, I'm special, look at me. So that's, I've been pretty all right about it. But, sometimes there are days where you just feel like everyone's staring at you all the time and you're just like, oh, and because it's an arm thing, you can't really hide it. Like, you can wear a jacket, but you can see that there's not a hand there. And it's, mm-hmm. for some people, it's very off-putting. And for me, I'm just like, whatever. Like, I don't care. I do things my way. People think I can't do things, but, I can just do them differently.
Joining us, we've got Daryl from the Amputee Association of New South Wales letting us know about body difference. We're looking at No Body's Perfect. And Daryl, unfortunately, we were just telling us the story of how you lost the bottom section of your leg in a lawnmower accident.
Yeah, I like to go in style.
Exactly. Doing it in the most dramatic way possible.
Well, I couldn't find a spaceship at the time, so I didn't have much choice.
And we've also got two members who have been along to something that's a really great initiative that's been organised for the last 6 years called Amp Camp, where young people with either amputations or limb differences get to go along and meet other people who are in a similar situation. We have Aylett and Hayley in the studio with us. And guys, you both are born with slight limb differences on your hands at the moment.
Yep.
And we're here, as is the safe space, the Matt and Alex Breakfast Show, to ask you guys questions and see what it's like growing up with these particular differences in bodies. Yes. Everyone's body is different.
So I guess the main question that people have asked on the text line is summed up pretty well by Corinne in Banawatha says, do you get offended if people ask you how you ended up with an amputation or limb difference? I'd like to ask, but I'm worried it would upset them.
Yeah, look, I guess if I jump in there, certainly coming from a position as an amputee, it can be a bit tender for some people, especially if they're new to the amputation. Mm. You never can quite tell. But most of those with experience to an amputation or limb difference are a bit more mellow and relaxed about the situation. And still, I know that the most common one of the kids, I know that some parents say, don't, Johnny, don't ask a question. But I'm the sort of guy who walks over and goes, you know, I'm comfortable with it. I've got more confidence. I've grown up a little bit with it. So, you know, I'll walk over and I'll whip it off and let the kids get to play with the titanium and carbon yeah, fiber right. and say, look at that. I'm a spaceman.
What about you, Hayley and Ayelet?
For me, it's more how people ask. So if someone comes up to you and before even saying hello, they're like, what happened to your hand? It's yeah. really like, oh, I don't want to talk to you because you're not being very sure. open and engaging with me. But if someone comes up, hey, how's it going? I was just wondering, or if they have a kid or something, they say, oh, my kid was just wondering, or it's all right. Like, I don't mind telling you because it's seriously, it's just part of my body. There's nothing different, nothing wrong, nothing special, you know?
Mm.
Definitely.
And I guess there's a use of words and stuff like yeah. that because there'd be a big difference with saying, oh, what's wrong with you or something yeah, like that. That would exactly. probably be the most offensive kind yeah. of thing, right? Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, nothing's really wrong.
Yeah, nothing's wrong.
It's just different.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, exactly.
You're just a bit freaky because you've got extra parts, okay?
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with that growing out the end of your arm? Goodness yeah. me. All right, well, we've got other people who've made, and my friend has told me a story where he's done this to someone working in retail. I've asked someone, if you need a hand, things
a left
like,
one. Yeah. Always a left one.
Those kind of things. Well, you know, can you stand up and come over here and someone's, you know, in a wheelchair, these sort of situations. How does that bother you at all? And what's the best way to recover from that? Because obviously people are, in the most part, very well-meaning. Yeah. How could you put them at ease or make them feel better? Or is there a better way to just avoid using those terms?
It's just, it's funny when people ask me, oh, would you like hand? And I will be the first one to say, oh, can I have a left one actually?
Yeah.
And you get looks of horror. People are like, oh my God, you can't say that. But some people are just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, for me, I don't really care, you know.
Sure. And what about like, say, shaking hands and stuff like that? Is that the same sort of awkwardness that happens?
That's one thing I try and steer away from.
Yeah, sure.
Just because it's like someone has like ginormous hands and it's like, oh, hey. Yeah.
Okay.
Something I would.
I think for that
really
circumstance,
do.
It's probably off-putting in the sense that they suddenly realise that there's a variation when they go to reach out and then go, oh, wait a minute, should I be holding your hand? Or like,
yeah.
will you break in half? Or does something go wrong?
Yeah.
And that's a self-imposed fear.
Yeah.
That can be corrected.
Of course.
But it's once they get comfortable too, like you can have it like we are having a laugh and really sort of share that, then they get past that pretty quickly.
Okay, and I also want to ask about relationships. How does it affect you entering or, you know, have you felt growing up, you know, self-conscious in front of the opposite sex or the same sex, depending on what you enjoy?
Me, no. I am a normal person and that's, you know, I just happen to not have a hand.
Sure.
Exactly. So I've never felt nervous. I think some people have felt nervous about me, but I don't care. If they're nervous about me, then that's their problem, not my problem.
And sure.
They can get stuffed, you know.
You can't help the way you are and you're certainly not going to fix it just for someone else.
Right. Well, we've got John and St Kilda on the line and yourself, John, you're limb affected. What is your situation?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, John.
Good, thanks, John.
Hello. I was born with spina bifida, so my lower left kind of region and my back and a number of other factors are all affected since birth. So I think it's fantastic to hear that there's a bit of understanding in the group out there, because I know when I was younger, I always questioned why I was different.
Mm. Yeah, and was that was one thing we wanted to ask you, Daryl. How do people who are feeling, you know, that they want to reach out and connect with other people, what's the best way to do it?
That's a good question, Matt. I mean, you can jump onto our Facebook page for the Amputee Association as well as our webpage, and we've got contact methods through that. Plus, if you're in the right age group, we want you to reach out to Amp Camp and find you. We're there to find. We're looking for you all. We want to know where you are so we can provide support. There are a number of organisations around Australia that are predominant in this area that want to provide benefit. And we basically
the Amputee Association of New South Wales.
Yeah,
sorry,
right.
there, Daryl, but everyone can come, including a young lad who came from the Northern Territory.
That's right.
This
we had
year.
Yeah, we had a fantastic Indigenous member come along. His name is Keanu. Wherever you are, Keanu, waving at you.
Shout out.
Awesome boot, by the way. He's got an awesome AFL boot. he's just the sweetest guy. It took 3 days for Keanu and his care to come down. And that's quite a challenge, you know, 3 days travel. He'd never been to Sydney before, so he was pretty excited when he got here. You know,
what a legend.
Exciting.
That's awesome.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Daryl from the Amputee Association of New South Wales, and Ayelet and Hayley for joining us as well.
Thanks,
best
guys.
Of luck. Amp Camp was 2 weeks ago, so only another 50 to go until the next one.
Yeah. If you're out there, find us and come along.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.